A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 21 to 31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is God who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them like a tent to live in, who brings princes to naught and makes the rulers of the earth as nothing. To whom then will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see, who created these? The one who brings out their host and numbers them, calling them all by name. Because God is great in strength, mighty in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, my way is hidden from the Holy One, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? God is the everlasting, the creator of the ends of the earth, who does not faint or grow weary, whose understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Holy One shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Herein is wisdom. A reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verses 29 to 39. They left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her. That evening at sundown, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. Jesus cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." Jesus answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns, so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came to do." Herein is good news.